Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Our partners at BetOnline continue to be your number one source for all your betting needs and sports info. Find all the latest odds, news, and sports developments, including this year's Wimbledon Finals, Major League Baseball, all the latest fighting news, and this season's NFL. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today. Receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code BLEAV to get the bonus and get into action. Bet online, where the game starts.
Hello, hello, hello. It's Private Talk Podcast with Alexis Texas, and we are back season four. And today, Private Talk, we have the pleasure of having Keith Barry on the couch. Hello and welcome to Private Talk. I'm excited to get to know you a little bit better. Yes. Please introduce yourself to Private Talk.
Well, my name is Keith Barry, and basically this is our first time meeting. So
yes.
Happy to be here.
Exciting.
Yeah, it's very exciting. I'm an MMA fighter. And also NFT enthusiast.
Love it.
Yes, yes. Big in digital marketing, all that kind of stuff. Yeah, it feels weird talking about myself. I'm a big stoner, really into the weed industry and cannabis. So I love that.
Luckily, you know, well, hopefully you smoked before, because unfortunately we can't smoke this time in the podcast room, but normally we do. So, you know, that's normally our thing. But, you know, this season we're moving around a little bit, so we have to respect other people's rules. But yeah. I would have been sharing a, you know, a joint with you, a blend, whatever your preference. Mm-hmm.
Joints for sure.
Joints, yeah. Man. Yeah. So have you always been into the cannabis area? Is it something that you just recently got into?
It was probably right before COVID, probably 2019. It was actually funny. A friend from high school, he was like, hey, man, a guy that never smokes, kind of like what they call a Chad.
Okay, what is a Chad?
A Chad is like, it's a person that's coming into the weed industry that doesn't really familiar with the culture of weed.
Okay.
But they're coming in kind of for the money, right? Okay. Just to kind of make a profit. So he was kind of a Chad in high school, never smoked, didn't know anything about the weed culture, brought me on as like a sales manager. And yeah, I learned from 2019 to probably 2022 about, and yeah, I learned a lot in the cannabis industry. And being a stoner, it was like a lot of fun. I was definitely the test dummy and the guinea pig for a lot of situations.
I'm sure that was fun.
Oh yeah,
a lot of high nights.
Very, very. I mean, the body is crazy, because cannabis, I didn't know that you could absorb it through your skin. Mm-hmm. I mean, I guess if I really thought about it, you could absorb other things through your skin. But I've gotten a couple high a couple times.
The From chemist, topicals?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. The chemist would be like, okay, don't touch this. Seriously. Almost like daring me to, you know?
And you're like, what, this?
I'm like, I'm just going to get really high if I touch this. So I would do it. And then, yeah, I ended up just like comatose on the ground. Like, I can't even explain it.
You out know? Of it.
Yeah. And the whole time thinking I'm going to die. But I know that you're not going to die. It's just like a thing, a really overannoyed.
Or the paranoid.
Paranoia.
Yes.
So I survived.
So do you think that, you know, you having a fighting background, do you think that the benefits of CBD and THC is beneficial in that area as well? Or do you think that, you know, the drug testing for that should be in protocol? Or do you think that it should be lifted?
No, it's the World Doping Agency and also California State Athletic Commission, Nevada State Athletic Commission, all the big commissions. CBD is totally legal.
Okay.
Even THC in California and Nevada. But you can only have a certain amount of metabolites. So basically you just can't smoke right before the fight.
Okay.
You can't be high during the fight. They don't want that. But they're all for it, for, you know, recovery, for just
Was it something in your regimen that while you were fighting?
Yeah.
That you practice?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Smoking weed?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because some people before, back then, you know, it was like very taboo to, you know, to admit to those things. Mm-hmm. But again, like more and more of the rules are being lifted and being, you know, seeing the effects from even like the positive sides of your body and the recovery things, you know, so it's like was it something that you, you know, being the pothead stoner that you were before, is it something that you already dabbled in so you knew that those things and you just kind of did it yourself?
Yeah. I think it's, I got some injuries over time when I was like, I'm 35 now. So about 10 years ago when I was like really actively fighting, I got some injuries and they would always prescribe me like pain medicine and stuff. But that, like during when you're training for fights, it makes you like constipated, all these different things. It fucks with your hormones. So I was kind of against it. And then I had a kind of scare with weed when I was young and I didn't want to mess with it. But then I came back to it. I'm like, you know what? Let me try an edible. Let me test the waters. And yeah, I started liking it.
Is it something that you have in your everyday life now? Yeah. Or you do? So how many times do you more smoke things, or are you an edible person? Or the topicals?
No, I do. So I have a CBD cream so Elite Garden is my company, Elite Garden CBD. And so I use, they have like a, I got to give you something. It's like a tiger balm, and like any bumps, bruises, it's way better than Advil, anything like pain relief.
Yeah.
But it'll really help. So like whenever I have something that's bothering my low back, sometimes bugs me, or something with my legs, then that's like the perfect thing to use.
Awesome.
But I smoke cannabis daily. You know, I smoke out of a bong, and I also smoke joints.
Old school. Yeah, okay.
Well, I do these spaces, and French who see me on the spaces, I take a bong rip. People in crypto and NFTs love weed.
Mm-hmm.
So like when I came in the NFT industry, they were like, oh, we love this guy.
Accepting,
He's a fighter. He likes weed, likes crypto.
Yeah, I feel like in a sense they kind of go hand in hand. It's one of those things with things that are so complex or whatever, you need something to kind of like, you know, just ease yourself into it. Like myself is like, I have high anxiety, but I don't, something that likes to take pills or anything like that. Mm. So I've smoked weed throughout my career, so it's like, because natural, it's just, right? I can control when I want to stop, you know, do things. And then as things advance more in time, like you said, like the topical things, when I danced in those things at the time, I would use those for my body, and it was just such like a pleasure to have, not to take a bunch of ibuprofen or all these things that really kind of just like muted the situation but didn't help the situation. So I think that it's really cool more people like yourself are getting, you know, all these companies from CBD and kind of really tapping into the educational part of it, and also like showing that you can have athletes have it, and everyday people have it. And you know, nowadays, you know, in Vegas we had this show sponsored, or my podcast sponsored in Vegas in January, and they talked about the whole like educational purpose that, where it's like even elderly people, every like they have a bus from the senior citizen thing every week, they come by and get their medicine. So it's like, you know, just it just helps. So I feel like, you know, it's just weed, let's all smoke it. You know, Forge, I'm sad we can't smoke together. We'll just have to do that afterwards.
Another time, for sure. But I'm definitely just like super bullish on weed. I just think it's good in so many different ways. I think there's a big stigma. When I was younger, like my dad smoked weed and he's kind of a drunk, so I was like, oh, I never want to smoke, it's horrible. So I thought that for most of my life. And then like I said, when I was like 25, I started messing with edibles and smoking, and I thought, oh my god, like I almost felt like somebody was hiding it from me. And it was like this natural pain relief, and even like happy medicine, because I smoke it to watch movies, to train, pretty much everything I do.
So you know your regimen of like the sativa, the hybrid, the indica, or do you smoke, what strand do you smoke more heavily than others?
I'm such a heavy smoker that I smoke a lot of indica.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So, but not like, I don't like hazes or glues because kind of make you like...
stuck.
Yeah.
Hence the names.
Yeah. There's like certain kushes that I like a lot, if that makes sense. Like kush will bring you up, and by the time my workout's done, I'm crashing, it's fine. I could take a nap. You
know? Okay. Yeah. I like that. Yeah. Describe something that's exciting in your life right now.
Describe something that's exciting. I just moved to Vegas.
Okay.
So I've kind of fought in and out of Vegas since like 2009. So I know the town well. I have a lot of fighter friends there. It's like a healthy lifestyle for me. Okay. I don't drink at all, so I just smoke. And there's weed 24 hours a day everywhere in Vegas. It's crazy because Vegas used to be like, no weed. Like, we're totally against it. We're going to throw you in the jail. Like, nothing.
No, I've definitely been kicked out of some places because of weed smoking.
Now it's like...
acceptable.
I smoke my pen all throughout the casinos, on the streets.
Yeah.
Like, cops pull me over. I'm speeding. And they say, your car smells like weed. Watch that. They just say, watch that. And they let me go. It's different.
How is that? How does that feel coming from an era when that before it wasn't so like accepting, where it's like if the cops pulled you over, you could go. Like, what is that feeling now? Do you feel like you're still getting in trouble? Like, oh, like you did something bad, or do you just like, eh, this is what it is.
I think I'm pretty chill with it, but still, like, if I
get, it doesn't ruin your high at the time because you're like, oh shit.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
You smoke more until you
leave. It does. Afterwards, I smoked a bunch. I recently got pulled over just from like I was like speeding. I changed lanes real quick. Like, the cop was so nice though in Vegas. He literally gave me a warning and like mentioned something about martial arts. He saw my ear or something. He's like, oh, you do martial arts? And then I was like, wow, this is like the best cop interaction I've ever had.
Nice. So Vegas, where it's at for you. It's all working out well.
Yeah, it's working out well. But I love California. I grew up here. I used to live right next to Sean in Orange County.
Okay.
My best friend Sean over there.
Nice.
But yeah.
What would you say is unique about you?
What's unique about me? That's interesting. I get stumped with these like self questions where I have to like think about
my own. Said you earlier you didn't like talking about yourself, but you know, this Miss Texas is gonna get, you know, dig in a little bit deeper. You know, you said that we didn't know each other. That's why it's called private talk, because at the end of this we're gonna get to know each other a little bit more. Yes.
It's gonna go deeper.
Go deeper, you know, and nothing's wrong with going deeper.
Okay. Yeah.
So yes, it could be anything from, you know, your personality to, you know, what you bring to the fighting world, what you know, anything.
I would say
what stands out.
I really started, I don't know, I'm still training a lot myself and focusing on my own fights and stuff, but I've taken a little bit of a backseat. Being in Vegas, I can manage fighters and just trying to, like, I'm 35 now, I keep saying that, but like when I started fighting, I was 18. So I've learned a lot in the MMA industry and I've learned a lot in the fight game. So I feel like I have a lot of knowledge to pass to the younger guys and just like keep people on point, because a lot of fighters, like, it's a real individual sport, but then it has to be a team sport too, because you need your coach, you need your weight guy, you need people to kind of check up on you, like, are you on weight, are you training enough, do you need to train a little less, are you
holding them injuries?
Accountable. Just holding them accountable and also being there to like support them. So
more of like the mentor role,
with
all the knowledge,
but managing too. I'm trying to get them sponsors and then trying to get them fights. And
do you have a fight coming up yourself that you're training for, or are you just kind of primarily managing people right now?
I'm just managing people. Yeah, right. I kind of focus on that. At the end of the year, I've been doing a lot of Muay Thai. I'm like real obsessed with that right now.
Okay.
So I've been just enjoying that. I went to Tulum for a couple of weeks and I was training down there.
Nice.
And then I was training in LA here for a little bit, and I obviously train a lot in Vegas. So I think an interesting thing about me right now is I'm managing professional fighters.
Nice.
So, yeah. It's like being in with the fights without having to be the actual fighter, right?
I love that though. I think that, like you said, you know, it is such an individual sport, but a lot of people like try to like hold on to like their secrets or their gems and stuff, where it's like, I think the more progression of like being more in depth in the field is like sharing your knowledge of what you know, and they can add to themselves as well.
Yeah. Yeah. It's both. It's a team and an individual sport. And I think guys just think it's a team sport. It's me versus, you know, this, but it is a team sport, because you need your guys there. You know, you need your people for you, you know, moral support plus training.
People have your back.
Yeah.
Is there anything that you regret saying no to that you could go back and maybe say yes?
Like in the fight game or life in general?
In life in general. It could be with the fighting. It could be life. It could be anything.
I think if I had to say no to something, I would have said no to college.
You would have said no to college?
Yeah, I think I wasted time. I went to Northridge here in Cal State Northridge over in CSUN. So like the valley, but I think if I would have just focused on fighting, I would have been in a way different spot versus kind of like trying to do college and then trying to fight and then kind of juggling that.
What were you going to school for?
Nursing.
Nursing? Yeah. Do you have a passion in that any longer? Would you ever go back and kind of dabble again, or are you?
I like to take care of people and stuff, and that's what it was about. When I was younger, I got in a lot of street fights and I got stabbed. So the male nurse that like sewed me up, and we had this talk, you know, I was only 15, and he was like, yeah, I'm a male nurse. And he was like buff, and he's like, I work out a lot and I travel and I get paid a lot. So that was my first thought. I'm like, all right, that's what I want to do. I'll just be like a fighter, traveling male nurse guy. And then he's like, oh, there's tons of ladies, cause you'll be the only male. And there was a lot of perks to it when I was younger. I was like, all right, this sounds like the game. But yeah, I actually, fighting was more like my passion. I should have just kind of, your parents and your family are like, oh, college. But I kind of wish I just went
right into fighting.
Yeah. But
with you being in fighting and now, you know, doing all kind of different walks of life, you said you travel a lot. Mm-hmm. Has there been any crazy fan interactions or maybe celebrity interactions that you just kind of didn't think that would go that way?
I had a kind of a crazy, like, weird stalker from Web3, which is like Twitter and stuff. Mm-hmm. And yeah, just some girl that was just like wanted to be me, and I met her, and then
I like how you're so, you got really quiet talking, like, I hope she's not watching me right
now. Yeah, she's like,
where is she in the corner? I promise you she's not here.
She knew a lot of these Web3 people, and she was in a lot of these groups of mine. And then yeah, when I didn't want to hang out with her one night or something, I was busy, she like freaked out. It was a whole thing. You know, I don't want
to. And you still never met her?
No, I did meet her. It was after I met her.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. You know, you meet a lot, or you don't meet them, but you talk to a lot of people on the internet, and I just try to be as nice as I can to everyone. And then some people, they take it like the niceness too much.
Too far.
Know? Yeah.
Or it's so, like, you could just be a nice guy without trying to want to fuck or be in a relationship, yeah, or do, yeah, any of those things.
Yeah. She was like a 45-year-old woman, you know, and not really my type, but just, I don't know. It was just kind of weird.
Just bad news.
Yeah.
Bad news. Mm-hmm. Did it make you in some sort feel flattered because someone was like wanting you or crushing that hard to like get your attention? Because there's like that gray area between like, oh, it's cute, and like, oh, it's scary.
Yeah. No, it was only scary.
Only scary.
Yeah.
Okay. Horrible experience.
Yeah. Because she knew a lot of people that I knew. And then I didn't want to like talk crap on her, but I had to tell him, like, look, this girl freaked out. Like, mm-hmm. Yeah, it's not good.
You not good.
But yeah, I didn't want to say too much either because I know people just love to talk.
Yeah.
So I just like,
oh, and then you're the bad guy.
Yeah.
Nobody wants that.
Exactly.
So with the crazy lifestyle that you live and trying to, you know, being with managing people, do you have any daily rituals or go-to strategies that kind of like keep you in line with being on top of what you're doing?
Daily rituals. I meditate and do yoga every morning.
Okay.
So I listen to like positive affirmations and stuff like that. I heard something from somebody that when you first wake up, your brain's in like a beta mode where you absorb the most information. So I try to listen to like really positive things and like do something. Like, I'm always training so much, so yoga is always like,
okay,
like a startup for the day, you know.
So you're limber.
Getting there. I'm doing my best. I'm doing my best.
Can you do the splits?
No.
You think you'll ever get there?
Maybe. I haven't actually been like working that, but like,
maybe you should. Right. You learned something.
I'm
new.
More flexible than people think, though, when I do jiu-jitsu and I do different things. So
okay,
I surprise people.
Surprise them.
Yeah.
Dating life. What is that like? Are you single, in a relationship, looking?
Dating life. Single.
Single.
I've been moving around so much and traveling so much. It's hard to like latch down with something. But even before, I mean, I was traveling a lot the last year before this for NFT stuff and going all over the place. So, yeah, I've met a couple girls and dated a little bit, but just hasn't worked out.
So with your dating life, is it something when you, how do you meet people? Is it something like dating apps are you on, or do you just try to typically do it organically, like going out to these events that you're doing, or how do you kind of approach that?
Like with meeting people, I found it's best to meet somebody from friends.
Okay.
You know, to like meet, like you're so going like out.
Lean somebody out a little bit or get to, yeah, know a little bit of, about them first.
Like, I don't know. It just seems more of a safer space too. Like kind of random people on dating websites. I've done the dating websites and they're just,
not
they're
it.
Just, yeah.
Is it more, it. We find like more of a hookup thing, or is it just like, just the caliber of people just isn't it?
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Probably both, you know, a little bit of both. And I just think it, I don't know, it's like, it's not, I don't know, it's not natural for me, you know?
Okay.
It's like, I'd rather like know the people and like know the people they hang around with, so I have an idea of who they are as a person.
Okay.
You know, and then kind of go from there.
Would you say that you're the type of man that if you were at a bar and you saw something, saw a woman that you were interested, would you wait till she approached you, or would you approach her? What attack method would you use?
I don't think women ever approach men, do they?
They do.
They do.
They okay. do.
It hasn't happened. You're, many
you,
times.
Especially Europe too. But I feel like nowadays, I feel like nowadays, the kind of not roles have reversed, but I feel like there's a lot more women are asking for what they want or going after what they go, you know, what they want kind of thing. So it's mm-hmm. like, I feel it can go either way. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's like one gender neutral way that's like not always the man should approach.
Yeah.
Or
yeah.
does. So it hasn't happened to you yet.
No, no. But I usually just approach, but I'm not.
Because you seem kind of timid about.
I am.
So it seems like you'd be like, oh, like you'd maybe make Sean go do it, but you wouldn't go do it.
That's happened a lot. That's happened a lot.
I feel like you'd be like, hey, I think she's really hot. Can we like do something? But I feel like you're kind of like.
Sometimes
shy.
Sean fucks it up, though.
Does so Sean fuck it up?
Sometimes. So, you know, it's better sometimes to do it myself.
Do you have like a go-to pickup line?
No.
What works
I
for you?
I just try to like ask their name and say hi and okay. like, what are you doing here? Just
so make the typical small stuff, small yeah. talk, like a nice yeah. guy, gentleman, yeah. like where are we going from here?
Yeah, I'm so the nice guy.
Would you fuck on a first date?
Depends.
You have. You looked yeah. away.
I have. I'm not going to lie. But
nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, it doesn't happen much actually anymore.
Okay.
I feel like I'm old now. You know what I mean? Like
you're 35, relax.
I don't go out though, and I don't, it's hard
but
to
But that's
like,
why I feel like I say like, where do you approach women? Yeah. You know what I mean? Because like I'm 38, so it's like the last 2 years, like last year I've been like open to dating, but myself too is like, I can't really go on dating apps because people know who I am. And then yeah. it's that whole like weeding things out. But it's like, where do you go and find people? You have to put yourself out there. No one's going to go knocking down on your gym door and tell you, hey, yeah. come and do it. You know what I mean? As much as if anybody's as yeah. alpha or whatever, but it's like your hobbies, what you like, but also being open to speaking to other people than the people that you came there with. Mm. Because I feel like I myself am like, yeah, but I'm out, but I'm not paying attention to who's out. Mm. I'm just paying attention to my group. So I could see why you say like with friends, me knowing friends and introducing you, but you should like open yourself up to. You're in Vegas, you're not old. So you, yeah, there's lots right. of experiences in Vegas there that is. You can do from not just yeah. like typical like casinos or things, mm. but there's other stuff that I feel like if you tried a little bit more, maybe.
You're right, you're right. Yeah. I thought that to myself. I'm like, I really don't try because I don't go out. I'm like, this people is, invite me out sometimes. I'm like, ah.
Yeah, so no one's going to come knocking down your door. Yeah. You know, and that's the stalker type. And then we don't want those types. We talked about that.
See, the thing, I am a little shy and timid sometimes with okay. girls. So the thing about me, through my whole like dating career, people have always like, just like, oh, this is Keith. Oh, this okay. is kind of introduced me to people, or I've already known people. So it's kind of been like easier for me. So now the
but
last
that's
couple
the
years.
Easy way out, Keith.
Yeah, I know, but it's been so
Dr.
nice.
Texas is going to teach you the way. I'm Dr. Texas without the PhD. Let's gotta, just put that out, the disclaimer out there. But I mean, I feel like for me, and you should just food for thought, it's that it's the year of like being uncomfortable or like being comfortable. Like you have to be comfortable with being uncomfortable, mm-hmm. because if not, you're gonna stay the same course, you're gonna do yeah. the same things, and nothing's ever gonna change. And doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results is what? Insanity. So therefore, you gotta, you know, do a little bit more, Keith.
Yes.
You know, you want a wife. You know, you want, you know, a children. You want all these things that, you know, aspire to add on these life. I mean, are those not things that you want?
A wife? Oh, it's kind of like a complicated thing nowadays. Do I want a wife?
I don't know. I'm asking
and
you.
Kids? Do I don't know. I'm asking myself right now.
Reflect, Keith. Reflect. Do you want a wife? Do you want a companion and a partner to share all the great things that you're doing in life?
It sounds good, but like, I don't know. Nowadays, I'm big on trust, too. That's why when I'm already meet somebody, I kind of already trust them in a way because I knew them from this person. This person's legit.
But that's the trust on them, not your trust.
Yeah.
So right. the trust holds weight with you. Mm-hmm. So it's like you have to determine. I think that maybe part of some of your timidness is things that you haven't asked yourself these questions. But it's like if you do want those things, if you know, I don't know if you do or not, but it's opening yourself up to like, what does a relationship work for me? I think when people get timid, it's like they see reflections of other people. And I think that a lot of people nowadays kind of settle. And mm-hmm. so they like,
yeah, don't
have to get married.
I'd rather
and,
be alone.
You know, or they're married and they're like, we don't have sex for a year. Or we don't have whatever. It's like, why would you want a relationship like that? So it's like sometimes what we project is like we're putting that in the air and that's what we get back. But if you're really honest with yourself and you say, hey, I need a partner who's supportive, someone who's going to like uplift me or be there for me, A, B, C, D. And then it's like then you have more of a clear line and direction of who those ladies would be.
Yeah. I think it's for me, it's like, I do all these things and I want the person I'm with to be like active and hiking and so it's when I go to bars, like those are not the people that I meet, right?
But they're those
like,
aren't the places you should meet somebody.
I know, but those are like where else do you, it's like In Vegas, where do you meet?
Like, the grocery store, freaking, yeah, the gas, by chance of whatever, you know what I mean? Like, there's lots of places that if you keep the mindset
of... What about the gym for you? Would you say, because...
I would. Okay. I definitely had an encounter of someone, I wasn't personally at the gym, but a friend of mine hooked me up with someone that she saw at her gym that she thought would go in line with me, kind of thing. And it was a chance, you know what I mean? Mm. You don't know, because we're all strangers in a sense, but so that's something you like.
So say you're working out at the gym, and you're doing cardio, and like... You see some guy and he kind of looks at you, and then 10 minutes later he like comes up and talks and they maybe ask for your number. Is that too much at the gym?
So because
people are, that's like sometimes their time to, like, you know, they're at their work or doing all their things in life. Their gym is like their alone time,
their sacred space or whatever. Yeah. So I think it can go two ways. I think that there's a time and a place. So I feel like for me, if I was on that machine or whatever, and you're doing things inappropriate time, cause I'm working out, I'm getting whatever I'm doing on. Right. But if I was after getting off the machine and like I'm getting water, doing something that's like a stationary thing, I mean, like, hey, like, I think that you're really attractive, like, I'm not trying to be too forward, but I would really like to take you out sometime, is that something you'd be interested in? That I don't think is bad, because again, you're in a place that both of y'all are at that y'all are actively doing, so you have common interests on certain levels. But if you don't ask, you'll never know.
True.
Yeah, so now I just gave you your pickup line for the gym. Look, now you
as you said that, I thought that's a lot of words. I don't know. I'm gonna have to shorten that.
Well, and to your own context, I know men sometimes, you know, and I was like complex as women, like myself. I just talk a lot, so you know, you just word it down.
Because you're a pretty woman talking to the guy, so you could.
But nowadays, I feel like there's a lot of pretty people out in the world. So if you don't have substance behind those prettiness, that conversation gets deaded really quick. Mm-hmm. What would you say is one of your biggest pet peeves? Something that just really irritates you. Don't say nothing, because that's probably a lie.
Probably chewing with your mouth open.
Okay, that's a big one.
Manners, like not having manners to like waiters and waitresses, you know. On your phone, like if we don't see each other a lot or something, and then we're in front of each other, you're just on your phone the whole time. It's a little annoying.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fair.
Yeah.
Who is your first celebrity crush?
Mike Tyson. Oh, I mean a girl.
I mean, if you want to have
girl. Mike is sorry. Okay, girl. Oh, I don't know.
You have to know. You knew Mike really quick. You could.
I know. I was ready for that.
You didn't have some girl that you maybe she was a Victoria's Secret model, maybe
like Denise Richards or something.
Okay, I like that. What was the movie that she was in that was
like Wild Things?
Yeah, see, you knew. You knew real quick. Yeah. Things got real wild over there. How many times did you watch that movie?
I don't know, at least 100 times I've
seen it. Yeah. Did you watch it in slow-mo?
I've seen it in all modes.
I like it.
Yeah.
What would you say is the best advice that you've ever gotten?
That's a good question. What's the best advice that I've ever gotten?
Do you take advice from other people?
It sounds like I don't.
Do you Google for advice? We've had that answer before.
They Google for it?
Sometimes. Maybe you have a mentor. Maybe it's Mike. Maybe it's, you know, I mean, there's a lot that could come from anywhere. Or maybe you just go to yourself and you don't feel like you need advice, whatever, and you just kind of look within and kind of maybe figure it out yourself, because we do have the answers.
Yeah, I think my coach, Jamie, he's telling me a lot of things. I have a boxing coach. He's actually in Vegas, too. He has two kids. So I try to be close with him and his kids. And I've known him since, like, him and his wife got together before I even had kids. So, like, I don't know. I've seen him grow a lot.
Yeah.
So he's given me a lot of good advice. It's more, like, straightforward advice before fights and stuff.
Okay.
Like, don't mess with this person. Don't do this. And but I can't remember like specific advice that was really good. But yeah, I've definitely taken a lot of advice from him.
Okay.
And yeah.
If you could change jobs, would you? And what would you do?
I don't think I would change jobs, but if I randomly could do any job, I'd be like a Lamborghini salesman.
Okay. Lamborghini salesman.
In Italy.
That matters.
That matters.
That matters.
Like I'd be at the like Lamborghini like headquarters, you know.
So you're a top dog Lamborghini in Italy.
Yeah, not just like a normal
Not just a normal, you're like salesman of the year.
Yeah, and like you get free Lambos too.
Okay, I like this. Okay, yeah. I think we just invented our own.
Yeah. One Lambo a year.
Have you ever been kicked out of a place? And if so, why?
I've been kicked out of places in Vegas.
What did you do? Were you too drunk? Were you fighting? What were you?
I think I was just too drunk. I tripped over something and the bouncer was like, nah, dude.
That's it. When and done. Get out of here.
I think that was really it. I mean, I've had a couple incidents like that. Maybe. Okay. I can't think specifically. Try not to incriminate myself too much.
With all the social media platforms out there, which one do you use the most, if any?
Twitter.
So you're part of the whole X movement?
Yeah. At first I didn't like, I was like, what is this X? Like what? But kind of it's growing on you? Yeah.
So you speak about that a little bit more. You say you do Twitter, you do spaces on there. You're heavily into NFT stuff now. What kind of stuff would we be able to find on, like, you're doing a Twitter space with you?
So I focus more on like on smaller artists and people that are getting into NFTs. Like, so say you're an artist and you're making all these like drawings and paintings, and then you vector it and you put it online and you could mint it on a blockchain and they sell it from there.
Okay.
So I try to help people that are first getting in, and then I'm just trying to be like an uplifting, positive person. And
so are they asking questions to you when you're doing your space to sort of that way, like one-on-one kind of thing?
So like I'm like a big collector. So like almost like my niche, I'm always like buying NFTs, talking about NFTs. So I kind of like am true to that. So I'll open up spaces and I'll buy art from people like all over the world, like people, places in Africa, places in Europe, places in Australia, just all over, you know, and just support smaller artists. A lot of them are women, mm-hmm. which is nice because I have like a big women following, but mm-hmm. they're all like artists, you know. And
how did you kind of fall into the NFT space? You know, it's something that's, you know, new to certain people. Mm-hmm. It's been around for a while, but, you know, really in the depths of it, how did you kind of get into that world and how?
At first I was into Dogecoin. So my friend told me, get into Dogecoin, check this out, it's like a funny dog coin, you know, it's just fun. And I kind of just did it, messing around with him and like buying $100, kind of like acting like we're just throwing away $100. And then after a while, it started kind of going up. And then I started getting more into Twitter, almost like it was like a Dogecoin community. They have like different sub communities on Twitter, all kinds, right? I don't know how many different communities there are, but there's probably hundreds, you know?
Okay.
So kind of got into that. And then from Dogecoin, went into NFTs and then thought like, I'm just going to buy a bunch of NFTs and be in this crowd. People were really like supportive and they were looking at my fights again. So it was kind of like revitalizing my fight career again. And it was just fun. You know, it's like a good positive support system. I would just train all day and then talk on spaces and mess around on Twitter and
smoke your bong.
Yeah. Do that.
Get it again.
Yeah.
What would you say is your most memorable fight?
Most memorable fight. I fought this guy, Cortez Coleman, for Bellator. And it was in 2013, and it was his hometown. And at the time, he was training with this guy that like had some beef with my ex. So there's like all this drama, and
like drama, beef, like how what's going on with like, you know, like
his
Dylan
Danis partner
and Logan Paul like talking shit about each other, like in that realm, or
no, it was like more low key. It wasn't like that crazy, but I went to like it was like a crazy fight, like. I was trying to knock the guy out the whole time.
So you won naturally?
Really close. Yeah, I won. But it was a split decision in his hometown. And it was like a viral video on the internet. It had all these views. So that was like my best fight. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, and I got other bigger contracts because of that fight. And
notoriety. Mm-hmm. What do you think about the whole madness of Dylan Danis and whole Logan Paul fight coming up and how much shit that's being talked about, you know, personal stuff and all kinds of craziness? Do you think that takes away from the sport, or do you think it's an added bonus and that's just how it goes?
I think it's weird.
Okay.
Yeah.
Something you wouldn't do yourself?
No. I don't understand why they're involving the girls and doing this whole thing. I think it's like maybe it gets more publicity. Mm. Maybe it's like their marketing strategy.
Clickbait, I guess, type of thing.
Yeah. I don't know if like hardcore fan that are into fighting really like vibe with that. I don't know. I was telling my friend today, I was like, I don't know why Dylan Danis is going so hard on this. I know him a little bit from Vegas. I used to work at Sapphire, a strip club in Vegas. And I've seen so many guys come into that place. So I saw him, and I was the front door guy. So I just held his number, and we talked a little bit. He's kind of, I don't know, he's an okay guy, I guess. A little douchey, in my opinion. But this whole thing that they're doing, I don't know. If it makes for a big fight for them and more dollars, I guess it's good. But it's a little cringy.
For sure. Like,
why are you posting all these pictures of this girl and getting so into it? And and calling her a whore and all this stuff. It's like, it's much.
You know?
And my focus would be on the guy, you know, and like not his, you know, who he's with or.
It's like, leave the wife and children alone.
Yeah, it's weird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So on the fight aspect, who do you think is going to win?
They both really suck at boxing. But
someone has to be a winner, so.
One guy is a jiu-jitsu guy that's never really boxed, that is an actual fighter, but he's mostly jiu-jitsu, right? Mm-hmm. He fought for Bellator, where I just talked about. And then Logan Paul, I don't think he's ever won a fight in boxing. So he's 0-2-1. So he has 2 losses, 1 draw, no wins. So, I mean, this is like, these guys suck, right? I don't know. Like, these, I don't know who to pick from, but I guess if I had to say, Logan will probably win, because if it goes to decision, then I think he'll have, like, the judges in his pocket.
In the pocket? Yeah. Okay.
In my opinion, or no?
So you're going to go for Logan Paul?
I don't like Logan.
It's not about a liking card. It's just if somebody, like I said, there has to be a winner, you know, or unless, like, is it a draw?
There could be.
It could be, but I feel like that's, it's not going to be that way. I feel like people would be really pissed if that's after all of this and that's what it gets to.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's interesting. I feel like, how do you feel about now with, you know, fighting world and things, like there's more YouTubers and all these, like, you know, social media stars coming in and kind of fighting. How do you kind of feel about that with someone who's kind of had more of a background, that you've been doing it since, you know, younger, and you kind of really took it serious? Where do you think that they are taking it serious as well, or do you think they're trying to making a gimmick and joke of it?
I think Jake Paul knows how to fight, and I'm actually like, I've seen him kind of grow, and I'm like, oh, this kid knows how to fight, you know. So him excluded, the rest of the guys, I don't know. I'd like to fight a YouTube guy for a bunch of money. I mean, I think it's good for boxing, because boxing was a little dead and dying a little. People always say that it's dying. It'll probably never, ever go away. Obviously, boxing is like a century-old sport. It's a legendary sport. But yeah.
I just feel like, I think that there's a lane for everybody. And like you said, I do think that Jake has definitely proven himself and like the training and bringing all those things. I think that now, I think that for maybe some of the smaller ones, it's just become like a thing that's easier to do. But I feel like, I mean, to each his own. If you can get inside the ring and go for battle, then to each his own.
Yeah, I mean, Jake Paul is still getting in there. He's still like fighting all these rounds and having to go through the pre and all. There's a lot to go into fighting, you know. For him to do all that and have these performances like he has been, I mean, it's impressive.
For sure.
Yeah.
Definitely has a lot of balls. Keep on going with all the, you know, the hate that he gets, from sure. What's one luxury item that you spoil yourself with? Is there something that you kind of indulge in?
I buy a lot of Fiji water.
Okay. So that's a luxury?
That's what I think. Okay. When I was poor, I only bought like the shitty water. Now I'm like trying to buy only Fiji water. Sean likes Fiji water.
All right. All right. To each his own.
Yeah.
What is the biggest life lesson that you've learned?
Biggest life lesson. I think when you break up with somebody, I think that relationship should stay like almost dead. I think it's like raising zombies when you go back and date somebody that you've already dated, because you've already like seen that, you've already found that out. And I've done that enough times where I'm like, all right, that is like a thing, a no-no for me. So it's kind of like my thing now.
They say it's like taking a shower and then putting dirty underwear on. You don't want to do that. Like, well, you've already been there, done that. You know, time to move on to the next pair.
People get like liking or involved or attached to these old memories they have, and they keep replaying them. And then when they come back, like,
it's like the dopamine they're chasing.
Yeah, it's just different. Things have happened. You both have changed a little, and it's not always on the same page, you know?
What personal accomplishment are you most proud of?
Personal accomplishment I'm most proud of. I have 2 of the fastest knockouts in California.
That's awesome.
So I have a 5-second knockout and a 6-second knockout.
Did you go in there knowing that that's what you wanted to obtain?
No.
It's just something that you were just that awesome that fucking made it happen.
When I was young and I was fighting, I just went in there balls blazing because I was scared. Because I wanted to get in there and win and didn't want to, like, I don't know. It was like more anxious for me. Now I've kind of like learned to hone my energy more and just more mature about it. So now I just, whatever happens, it doesn't matter how long it goes or how short it is.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, click Grainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
So let's talk about that a little bit more. What did you have any like pre-fight things that you did that was like on a daily like ritual thing? Not this meditation part, but like right before going in the fight, is there maybe some like a music, a song, like something that kind of made you like amped you up to get ready to go? Or do you just fuck it? You just went and did it?
No, I listen to music. You know, I just kind of zone out, turn my phone off for the day, focus on the fight. I usually just repeat to myself, like, you did all your training, like you're ready for this fight and you have the skills to beat this guy. And something like that. I have it like written down somewhere.
Okay.
But I like kind of repeat that to myself, because with fighting, you could go over scenarios like 1,000 times. Like, this happens, what if this? So your mind can get drained from that, I think.
Yeah.
So I try to just, no, this is what I know these things. I've done all my training. I have the tools to beat this guy and I'm confident. So I kind of repeat that to I brainwash myself.
I like it.
Yeah, it works though.
If people came with a warning label, what would yours be?
Probably don't eat too much. I'm an edible. I don't know.
Okay. Have you ever taken a souvenir home from a girl?
Oh, from a girl?
It could be panties. It could be jewelry. It could be...
Oh, like a girl you just meet?
A girl you had sex with.
That you just met and had sex with?
Sure.
Okay. I don't think so.
No?
I did meet this girl. We didn't, like, have sex, but we, like, kissed at this bar in Hong Kong. And they had, like, these, pewter butterflies all over this bar. It was a butterfly bar. And these little like metal pewter things. So I just took one of those for the memory.
The memory?
Yeah.
Where is that? You have a keepsake box?
I think I gave it to my ex actually.
I don't think you're supposed to free gift things that are supposed to
I was like, this is from Hong Kong. It's really cool. But
that's hilarious.
Yeah.
Do you have any tattoos that you regret?
I don't have any tattoos.
No tattoos. What do you look for in a partner? I know this is a tough one for you, but do you know what you look for in a partner?
Yeah, like somebody that's at least on the same page athletically, that likes to like, you know, exercise a lot and eat well, likes dogs.
Okay.
Likes cats.
Do you have dogs?
I have dog.
You have
I
a cat.
I don't have cats, okay. But I like cats. Hot girls usually have cats, so I just like the cats from that too.
Not me.
No?
I don't like cats.
No cats?
No. I'm allergic, and I feel like, you know, they're very shady. You never know when they're going to, like, pounce at you. Like, dogs, I feel like, are a little bit more endearing to those things. Okay, let's see. I feel like we've warmed you up enough that I'm going to ask you a little bit more crazier questions. So are about to get a little spicy.
Oh, boy.
Are you ready?
Okay, yeah.
All right, we'll ease you into it a little bit. How do you define cheating? What is cheating for you?
I think when you're with somebody, you guys both, like, have a particular set of, like, what's not to do and what's to do, you know?
So say we're in a relationship, what are something that would be like your rules or like your that cheating that would consider cheating?
Well, we would probably have to talk about that like amongst each other, right? And be like, oh, it's...
But what are deal breakers too that would consider cheating?
I mean, sex would be cheating, okay. Right? Like
so physical, like, yeah, intimacy
definitely. And then I don't know, the people that I've dated, like, if there's something going on, usually we'll, like, talk it out and be like, look, all right, we're just kind of, like, going other ways or it's not working out. So I've had, like, a lot of, like, breakups that were really, like, amicable. Have you ever said that?
Amicable.
Amicable, yeah. So, yeah.
It's a mouthful.
Yeah, it is a mouthful. But yeah, consider cheating. I mean, you guys would have to agree on where you're at in this relationship. It's completely exclusive. And, I mean, there's this fighter, Sean O'Malley. Have you heard of him?
Mm-hmm.
He just said randomly, he's like, I cheat on my wife because I pay all the bills and we have an open relationship. And I guess it's not cheating if it's open, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, but yeah, but if I'm...
Would you be in an open relationship?
No.
No.
I've done that before. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Not for you.
No.
Have you ever cheated?
Yeah.
Did you get caught?
Yeah.
How was that for you?
Running around like a dirty dog, got caught. It is what it is, you know? Yeah.
What excites you most about the future?
I don't know. There's a lot of stuff. There's a lot of like this was exciting to come to LA, you know, because I've been to Vegas for the last couple months and I was just in Tulum. So I like traveling. A lot of the traveling coming up. And
okay.
There's a Art Basel coming up in Miami that I'm excited for. And yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
One night stands. What are your thoughts?
What are my thoughts on?
Mm-hmm.
Like,
do you like them? Have you done them? Will you, do you entertain them? Are you more of like a relationship type of person?
Mm-hmm. Now I feel like I'm looking for more like a relationship, right?
But more substance.
Yeah, I've had one night stands and stuff, but being not drinking and like it takes me out of a lot of that because I'm like kind of antisocial. Mm. So I don't, like I was telling you, I don't go out as much, and so I don't know. I haven't had a one night stand in a long time. I can't even think. But
what about a wild sex story? Do you have any of those?
Wild sex story.
You don't seem like a wild sex story man.
I don't think I have one, really. I'm like a vanilla.
Emma, do you only do missionary?
No, I mean, I've done other stuff, right? But
wild it's sex like, tell story. Me you love me, look at me in my eyes. It's the only way I can get off. Did I just read you? Do you feel seen?
No, I say other things, but yeah, I don't know.
What about your porn search history? If we were to look at your computer right now, what would we find? What are you looking up on Pornhub?
A lot of blonde stuff. It sounds weird because you're blonde, so I didn't
really. So you've jerked off to me.
I haven't, I promise. That's why you're looking. I have not.
You're still looking me in the eye, so I believe that. Normally you'd be like looking everywhere else and like, but okay.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
You like blondes with big boobs, because mm-hmm. obviously I'm blonde with big booty, so you would miss me.
Yeah.
Have you dated anybody in the industry?
Mm-hmm.
How did that work out for you? Were they actively shooting, or were you like had an agreement, like you said, that you know you kind of chose to either be with each other, and you knew, obviously knew what she did.
Mm-hmm.
How was that for you?
I have like a weird thing with sex action stars, is what I like to call them.
Okay, I never heard that. I like that.
It's nice, right? Sex action star.
All right.
So when I was in seventh grade, I was going to school with this girl, and we were like buddy, right? And we kind of dated a little bit. Like seventh grade, you like hold hands. That's mm-hmm. like how you dated. So then like fast forward.
You make fun
then,
of them and then hold your hand.
Yeah. So fast forward to high school and I start talking to her again a little bit, and then we kind of stopped talking again. And then I heard she was in the industry, like maybe 2012. So then, I don't know, we were just friends, you know, it always starts like that. You're just friends, right?
Yeah. And
she's
That's
she's
how doing things start with thing. You. You like friends or friends of friends.
But I didn't even think of it like that, right? Okay. I just thought, oh, she's like getting popular in the industry. It's cool. Like I always found that like fighters and porn stars or sex action stars, they have something similar because you both kind of use your bodies, and there's something similar.
We're sexual athletes is what I like to say.
They're both like primal things. Like sex is mm-hmm. very primal, fighting is very primal, and they're kind of connected in some way. So I always
no problem with this. So why did things end? Was it just because it wasn't compatible, or was it because of the industry?
No, I think me and her, like, I just think we just grew apart a little bit. She got into different things. I started getting into things, and I just think it was bad communication, you know, when I look back at it.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Sexting or FaceTime, which would you prefer with your partner? Are you more into, like, verbal, or are you more visual?
Probably like FaceTiming.
Yeah. FaceTime?
Yeah.
Makes you feel like you're really there?
Yeah.
Would you ever attend a swingers party?
I probably would have when I was younger, but I don't think now.
Okay. Like, I'm not even just to spectate, just to see what it's about?
I feel like I would get approached by a lot of couples. And
okay.
Like, they always want me to, like, have sex with their wife and something. Like,
is that something that's been approached to you before?
It happens a lot in Vegas to me. It's like a thing.
I can see that. Because people, it's a fetish. Guys like to be a cuckold. Yeah.
And guys will come up to me and ask.
That's what I'm saying. That's their fetish. So usually there's for them to get their wife be, like, fucked, but they want to watch.
So, yeah, I just...
Have you ever agreed to any of those things?
No.
So you never fucked a man's wife while he watched?
No.
Would you?
No.
Do you think that you'd have performance anxiety?
Yeah.
Okay, so you're just like a one-on-one situation.
Yeah.
Nice. Mm-hmm. What are your thoughts on virtual reality sex? Now with all like the technology, they have like the whole Oculus thing. Was that mm-hmm. something that is up your alley? Are you a gamer type thing? Do you think it's just too totally far-fetched and just crazy?
Like, what do you mean? Like, just to use myself to experiment?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a little much.
Yeah.
Yeah. If I'm going to just, you know, masturbate, it's just going to happen.
You're going to go on your phone and look it up?
Yeah. But, I actually, growing up, I watched a lot of porn. I was, like, obsessed with it as a kid. And then, now I try to like stay away from it because it's like, I really do see what you feed your mind like grows. So I'm not trying to like be like a sex fiend all the time and really like thinking about that a lot.
Yeah.
But yeah, still once in a while.
I think it's one of those things. I don't think that again when you evolve with age, it's like you.
It's like a dessert. You don't want to eat too many desserts. Like you.
But you still have to have knowledge in it. You still have to be, you know, you're well versed in it. I feel like because it is part of life, and I feel like you know even though you can't and you can overindulge, I feel like we still need to indulge to keep it.
Yeah.
Keep it going, you know?
Yeah.
When you did watch porn, did you watch it solo or with a partner?
Solo.
Solo. Yeah. Never watched it with a partner?
I think when I was really young, I did. Like, it was, like, fun to do. When I was, like, in my 20s, maybe, like, 20 or 21. But, I have kind of a crazy story.
Love it.
So, how it all started for me and kind of being involved and kind of, like, talking to a lot of girls in the industry and just being familiar with them.
So was there more than one girl you dated in the industry?
I think there was maybe a couple.
Okay.
Yeah. But so when I was 19, I had a bunch of my friends from high school and they would come up to LA and we would like train and spend the weekend. And when I first moved to LA, I moved in with this girl. Her name is Randy Wright.
Okay. I know the name. Yeah. I know the name.
So she's really a nice girl, and we were like on this like brother sister like right off the bat.
Okay.
So we would lie and tell people like we're legit brother and sister because she has like black hair, I have black hair, so I don't know, seemed like it went together.
Okay.
So those were like fun times
because were you like the wingman for her, or was it like okay? Because I was like
I was like the brother. So like she would date like these crazy Russian guys or crazy guys, and she'd be like, if you tell this guy to leave and kick him out of our place, then I'll pay for rent this month.
Mm.
So she just had all kinds of money, and I was going to school at the time, and I was fighting, and I was just like, wow, this is like the life.
Makes sense, yeah.
And I kind of almost like looked up to girls like her, and then she had all these friends that were like famous. I don't want to start dropping names, but she had all these famous friends that were in the industry, so I was just kind of like, wow, this is cool. I was 19.
Nice.
So I'm like,
you're like a little kid in a candy store, but like soaking it all in. So it's like, I think that when people speak on, you know, something that it's like, it seems so taboo, like, oh, to have friends, but it's like, we're just people too. You know, they say there's a lot of similarities in either how you train or you do things or your interest and things like that, where it's like, it's not really that not common.
Yeah.
Especially being in LA or Vegas. I mean, that's
who that has. For sure. For sure.
Okay. Let's see. I'm taking it easy on you. You should be happy.
Oh, thank you.
Weird question, but I feel like, you know, have you done anything crazy and participated in an orgy?
No.
Have you ever had a threesome?
Have I? Yeah, when I was like really young.
But so that was like the most number of people. That was like the follow-up. Because orgy is like at least more than four. So
yeah, no.
Yeah. Wild. Too wild for you.
Not too wild. Just never...
Never came across a room full of women that were like, hey, let's go.
So like, at my apartment one time, me and my friends came home and I was supposed to be gone for the weekend, and she was shooting a one guy and 10 girl orgy. So I came home, I just see all these naked girls.
Reverse gangbang.
Yeah, and this one guy. And I was being 19, I was just like,
lucky him.
What? You know, it was crazy. So that was kind of like,
did you go in your room and masturbate?
No, like they were there all day. It was a small place, so me and my friends just like stood around like weirdos and just
gawked. Did anybody become a fluffer?
I don't think so.
Your friend's like, man, you live in this all the time? Because that's the thing is people typically think like this happens, and you're like actually not.
Yeah, it only happened one time. But those guys think like I'm just like the coolest person from that one interaction.
I like it. All right, we're going to get to my game, Truth with Texas. We're going to ask you a spicy question.
Ooh.
Do you like dirty talk?
Yeah.
What is the craziest place you've had sex?
Craziest place? On a train here in LA?
Okay. Okay. Were you in business class? Or you know, a little, like, it was just...
No, I was, like, really late, and I was,
Okay. Okay, I like when you get, you know, intimidated by things. You start to talk really low, like, oh my God, who's doing this?
I almost feel like I'm incriminating myself because I'm like, I don't think
Sean's learning a lot of things about you. He probably already knows.
Yeah.
Have you ever had anybody throw up on you during sex?
No, thank God.
I
have had like a crazy squirter.
I'm not
as into the squirting thing.
From it's sex messy. Or from like.
Sex.
Foreplay.
Just sex, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it made a huge mess and you were mad.
I wasn't mad. I was just like, drenched.
I mean, someone has to clean it up. That's why I'd be mad. I'm like, it's like when you're in the hotel, you could do things like that, but yeah, like in your own personal space. Like
my
yeah.
bed and stuff, my whole
you
bed.
Don't have to get a whole tarp and a whole thing, you know?
There's no warning either, you know?
She didn't tell you? She just let it rip.
No, yeah, yeah.
That just means you were good at your job.
Maybe. I'll take it. You're right. I was there doing go, such a good go. Job. Is
do you have everywhere. A celebrity hall pass? Is there someone that you just, if you could get any chance, any point in your life, if this person came into your DMs or called you up, a friend told you they want to, who would this hall pass be?
Megan Fox.
Okay. Yeah. That's a good one. Naughty questions. Lube or spit?
Lube.
Paid for sex?
Paid for sex. What do you mean?
Have you paid for sex?
Paid for sex? Yeah.
Not pay per view.
Yeah.
No, you're like, what is that?
I got in like a happy ending massage before.
Okay.
That counts.
Have you ever faked an orgasm?
Yeah.
Why?
To get out of the situation.
So did you like actually go full blown like whatever, or you just stopped doing it and you're like, oh yeah, I came? Or were you fully into the commitment and you're just like, ah, whatever you do when you Because I personally, until like a year or two, probably 2 years now, never knew that men did that.
Yeah.
And then yeah. I had a question, did men do this with me or did it just happen or whatever? Like, you know, see what happened?
I think I like pulled out and acted like I came. I was like,
So you were like a big actor.
Did a little fake,
yeah. Actor, okay. Maybe you should have a, you know,
I think she knew,
too. Acting.
I think she knew because she was real quiet after.
Oh, that's like, more embarrassing.
Yeah, I wasn't that good, so.
Maybe you shouldn't go into acting then.
Yeah, no.
Are you part of the Mile High Club?
No.
Would you want to be?
Yeah, that would be cool, right? It would be cool to be on like a private jet, not like economy on Southwest, you know?
That's what mine happened. It was a night flight, but yeah, it was.
Okay. Wait, was it Southwest economy?
It was.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
I mean, there's only one section in Southwest. It's economy. Everyone's yeah, economy.
I know.
There's not any other
tickets. You're right. You're right.
It was in the back of the bus, too.
Yeah.
Yes. Night flights. Yeah, a lot of things could go down.
It is such a small area.
Yeah, but you, like, pick the seat up, and then you go, like, spoon. And then that person spoons you, and then you have a blanket over you. A lot of things can happen.
Yeah, you have it all worked out.
I did at the time. I mean, it was many moons ago, but, you know, it was a fun time. It was yeah, at least 10 years ago.
Oh, sure.
Okay. Biggest turnoff. What is something that someone can do just completely turn you off that you're over it?
I already said the eating with their mouth open.
More
and all
sexual.
That. Sexual. Biggest yeah, turnoff. Maybe just like bad BO kind of.
Okay,
like,
hygiene.
Yeah, hygiene.
All right, romantic questions. Making out or cuddling?
Making out.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Cut or uncut?
Cut.
Sex life, if it was a title of a song, what would yours be?
My life be like, ooh.
I like that. Yeah. Dinner or movie date?
Dinner.
Sex on the first date?
No.
Okay. Why do you act like I'm supposed to know? No.
No, I just like sex on the first. I just think it's.
Thinking about it?
It's not going to, like, I'm at the point I'm at now, like, maybe.
It's not going to progress to anything.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
You're going to hold out. But so, I how mean, many dates? Or do you have a rule? Is it just based off, like.
I used to do this, like, if I really liked a girl, I'd be like, I'm going to wait a month and just prime her for a month.
You know, okay.
Go on some dates and talk and, you know, maybe a little kiss here, a hug, this and that, and just a lot of flirting. Because I think a month is a good amount of time to, like, 6 weeks, a month.
But what if you do all that and you're really invested and then sex is horrible?
I don't think it's ever happened like that.
No? Mm. Okay. Mm. All right.
But I mean, yeah, it's possible. It's possible. But I mean, you gotta put in a little effort, right?
True.
Yeah.
True.
Yeah.
Lights on or lights off?
On.
Naked or lingerie? Do you like your woman to dress up for you or does it not matter?
Lingerie is nice.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Favorite place to be kissed?
Just like my neck, I guess.
Okay.
Yeah, I feel weird saying that. I don't know why.
Why? That's if that's what it is, that's what it is. It's okay. It's a safe space here at Private okay. Talk. Kinky questions. Do you have any fetishes? Mr. Vanilla, what is your fetish?
Do I
fetish?
Have any fetishes? Kind of like choking and like slapping a little bit.
Okay,
and
so like light bondage, like BDSM
yeah,
stuff?
Yeah, and little like... A little, like, dirty talk.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Called someone the wrong name during sex.
not during sex, but yeah, no.
Okay. So, no. Most number of times you've had sex in one day?
I don't know, maybe like 10 times or something.
Okay, that's way more than I thought you were going to say. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I had this one girl that was just like,
all the time. Info,
yeah.
Okay.
What wasn't all the time?
Was she like, in the industry?
One
no,
of the, no.
No? Okay.
I found
she's just normal. We're all normal.
Yeah. No. Sometimes girls that are in the industry, they're not as sexual outside.
Very true.
You know, because.
Well, because you work. And so it's like you have to either, maybe you're working the day before, or like you need more than just like, oh, let's fuck. You need a little bit more romancing, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Favorite time of day to have sex?
Before bed.
Okay. Last question. What is a sex skill that you are most proud of? Do you have any?
A sex skill that I'm most proud of? I don't know if I have one.
Well, you said you made a girl squirt. So there's one.
Yeah.
I helped you out. That is cheating.
Okay. That's, that's cheating. Yeah.
Okay. I have to ask you one more because that's cheating. We can't end like that. Okay. Shower sex or car sex?
Car.
Car.
Shower is like, isn't it like
too wet, slippery?
I don't know. It like, I don't know. It fucks. I don't know. It's like you, sometimes you get too hot and like it can't come. It's like you're getting almost hot.
Mm.
Like
never you just need a bigger shower.
Yeah.
Food for thought. All right. That is the rest of Truth with Texas. It wasn't so bad. I took it easy on you. You know, I tried just the tip and not all penetration. You know, I didn't want to scare you away too much.
Yeah.
Is there anything you want to ask Miss Texas before you leave?
How many of these have you done? Is this.
We're on season 4. We're in, I think, like at least 150 episodes or so. Yeah, I have a lot of fun doing it. I get to meet awesome people like yourself from all different walks of life. I appreciate you coming and taking the time. I know that you didn't really know what you were walking into.
Yeah, so I didn't know what
just
was
to
happening.
Have the balls and the courage to come and talk to me about all the things and being open, I appreciate it. I think that, you know, the whole premise of my show is, you know, private talk. It's like we don't know each other, but we get to know each other a little bit more, and also have your fans know things that probably would have never asked before. People wouldn't have asked you. So it's lighthearted, fun, and, you know, it's always a good time with Miss Texas.
Yeah, thank you.
Yes. So please let us know where we can follow you, support everything you have going on.
Probably just my Instagram and my Twitter. I'm on Twitter a lot more. It's at KOKID951.
Okay.
That's my Twitter. Same thing for my Instagram. So it's at KOKID951.
Awesome.
951 is where I grew up, and KOKID is like my fight nickname. Now I'm the NFT kid.
The KO kid. Yeah. Okay.
Knockout kid.
All right. Well, thank you so much again for coming and sharing your story with us. Private talk. Until we meet again. This episode is sponsored by Bet Online.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.